Hi, welcome to Digital Dialogues, your compact conversations on the future of tech. My name is René from Reply, and today we're going to talk about decoding human emotions, the technical journey in AI. That's quite the title, isn't it? But for this, I'm also very honored to have a special expert guest and a very nice colleague, Giacomo Magani. Ciao, Giacomo. Come stai?
Ciao, René. Thanks to let me be here.
Great, great. Well, we're really glad that you're joining us and we can talk about, you know, effective computing a little bit today. But before we start and dive into our questions, can you please tell us a little bit about yourself as it relates to, you know, AI research, effective computing, and all the fun stuff you're doing?
Yeah, sure. I'm here in Reply, Machine Learning Reply, and specifically my focus here with my colleagues is to work in the R&D department in the Area 42 lab, and our focus is specific on robotics and digital humans. So these are the two kind of agents that we work daily, and our focus is to integrate the machine learning models that best fits on this agent here and find very nice use cases. And today I'm glad to talk a little bit more about digital human and how integrate effective computing and machine learning models that lets you make effective computer real on agents like digital humans.
Awesome. Yeah, that's some really fun stuff there. And, you know, always appreciate to see the work you're doing. And it's really amazing. And so let's stick to the digital human side of things and the effective computing and the, I would say, you know, getting emotional intelligence into machines. So what in your opinion and in your experience are the most advanced techniques that are currently used in AI to accurately actually recognize and interpret human emotions? And maybe you can also share about some examples.
Yeah, sure. So what we are doing today, and we are using the most advanced models in order to capture the user emotion. And, you know, in a dyadic conversation between two people, there are a lot of factors that you can use in order to decode the emotion of the other person that is in the conversation. So simply think about maybe your face. So the expression that you have on your face during the conversation can tell us to the other part, which is your current emotion. So emotion capture from the face of the user. In this case, we use like a webcam, we extract each frame, we analyze each frame real time, and from each frame we decode like a confidence, interval, a confidence value that does tell us which kind of emotion is decoded from the face of the user. So that's one way to do it. Another way to capture emotion is from the audio. So from the tone of the voice, the pace of the voice, the speed the user has, one of the user has during the conversation. So another main can be to analyze the voice and get emotion from them. Also the text. So which kind of question and answer, which kind of conversation is going on. So let's decode the emotion also from that part. And that's another value. That are the basic that we have. And also another important part, the very advanced part, is related to the body language, because you don't also have to look at the face, but also the speed of the macro movements of the body, maybe the arm of the body, the whole body, maybe the movement of the head or the neck or the face. So these are all components that let you like decode the actual state, the actual emotion of the other user, the other participant. And so we use different machine learning models to decode this kind of information in a very different way, because in one case we have image, in another case we have an audio to analyze, in another case we have the text. And so we have to combine all of this information in real time and then decide what action to perform. And the last thing very important is also that based on the personality of the user, based on the personality of the two user, actually, the two person, you have different action. So maybe an extrovert person can react differently based on the emotion of the other person. So we have a lot of components to take into account in order to formulate the right action.
Yeah. Yeah, and in particular when you talked about body language, that wasn't so obvious in the beginning, but I think especially in Italy, it's very important, right? Like I'm making a typical Italian gesture here right now for the folks that cannot see it, but there's so many body language in many different cultures, and that's also the cultural kind of adoption is also, I guess, important. And also I like what you said about the you know, analyzing, of course, the expressions in the face, obviously, right? I can look angry or I can smile, but say, I can look very angry, but say some nice things to you, right? So that's two important signals. But also when you said about, you know, when a person is speaking, like the tone can be way different. You might say a nice thing in a conversation, but your tone might be very bad, right? So this is all these subtle little things, and like you said, in the end it's kind of sense of fusion, I would say, right? Bringing all these different signals together.
Yeah, that's super true. And yeah, we have to take into account all these pieces for sure, and also how we process all of them. So yeah, and also based on the origin, the culture of that person, because, you know, maybe a conversation between two Americans or between two Chinese it's very different. So in order to manage very well the effective computing, we are taking into account as much factor as possible in order to formulate like the best output. And for sure, we start with one model, we integrate that model very well, and then we continue with the next model. And we can, like a Lego, let's say a Lego game, we add every little bricks on top of our agent in order to let him be more powerful and better capture and encode the emotions that is going on during the conversation. And that's the fundamental part for every, let's say, very good and complex machine like this.
Yeah, totally. And then if we, so now we understand basically the, we can process and understand the affects of the human. But on the output side of things, you also want to simulate those, and you want to simulate these affects. And again, all of this has to happen in real time. So could you elaborate a bit on the technical challenges involved in, you know, processing and furthermore in simulating the human affects in real time?
Yeah, sure. The technical challenge, the most difficult one that has like the most important, I think, is the latency. Because when you talk with an agent, you expect the answer will be in less than a second. So an answer that is very fast. And also you maybe expect that the agent start talking while you are talking. So maybe the agent is able to interrupt you and say something, so can act very, very, very actively during the conversation without maybe waiting some time before the answer and the other question. And so the latency is the most important challenge that we are facing up to now, and we are solving, because make the conversation more real and more real, more similar to humans. That's the first one. And the second challenge, very important, is that for every machine learning models that we use in order to process, let's say, the user face and get the emotion from them, the audio, the text, the body language, for each specific model, we have to find the model and have like a session with an expert for that specific topic. Because, you know, in the psychologist's world, there are experts for each topic related to the body language, to the tone of the voice. So we have to combine the like machine learning data scientists in that case, and combine them with the expert in that role in order to better create the model and better fine tune the model. Because each processing, each encoding of each emotion has like the dedicated, let's say, fine tuning with the dedicated expert. And that's a great work that must be done in order to have the real time and most similar conversation with a real human. So that are the main two challenges that we have to take into account. And the rest is a matter of like integration of all these models.
Yeah, makes sense. For simulating the affects, like what are the output modalities? What are different Yeah, it's kind of, I mean, in the end, you have two sides of the equation, if you will, right? You have the input side of things, like processing, understanding the affects, the emotional side of things. And then on the output side, you also have the, you know, basically how you can simulate the affects so that the digital human has a believable emotional state, also responding to the user. And so you have these two sides. And like you said, there's a lot of challenges with processing this all together in real time. But what are the methodologies of simulating the affect? So you have, of course, the conversation. What else? The voice, animation?
Yeah. So in order to get out with the all the output that we can produce with the digital human, in this case, as an agent, we simply take this exercise. So let's simply observe and make a conversation, the other conversation between two person, and observe like the output of the two person. And if you think about that, we have the answer. So the kind of question and answer that is going on, and for our side is made of text. Then you have the voice. So which kind of voice and style of the voice you want to use? Maybe you can be like a happy voice or a sad voice or a angry voice. So you have a lot of styles that you can use in order to express the text. And we have this too, and we can go further away. We use the blend shapes of the digital human, in this case, so the facial expression that you want to use in order to output the sentence, so to answer. So the facial expression is another way. Micro facial expression is very important. Also here, the body language, because maybe you can express some things, moving your arm in some way, or maybe stay super, let's say, static. So that's the basic the way. And also you can choose maybe the personality that you want to choose in that moment in order to answer to that question. Based also on the character, because maybe the character can change the way of express things based on the let's say the kind of conversation that is going on. So we simply take all these kind of elements here, and we let the digital human to reproduce this kind of output. So the voice, we are using a neural voice for this. The text, we are using a generative model for that. We are using a large language model in order to analyze the conversation. Also, you have to take care of the history of the conversation, obviously. Another big factor that we are taking into account is to remember people, you know. Maybe you can talk with the digital human, then another person is come into play and start talking with the digital human, and then the first one come back. And the digital human recognize the other person and continue the conversation based on the knowledge that has, previously with that person. So we are also taking into account the memory of the conversation, like real person, you know. So these are all the kind of outputs that make the conversation real. And another aspect is related to the micro movements. Also, digital human has to follow the person with the eyes, because that's very important in order to engage with the person, you know. And these are all the factors that make this conversation real.
Yep. That makes a lot of sense. Also the eye movement and, you know, basically locking into the person. And then that's a very important aspect, I think, that is often overseen. And it's all these little subtle details that matter a lot. And I don't know if you would agree, but I think now we're at this time where we have, you know, 2023 brought us the brains with LLMs for the machines. Obviously, that's an oversimplification because, like, there's not real brains, and also LLMs are not factual knowledge bases, but rather pattern spotting engines but they're very good at it. And, you know, it is a knowledge base, mostly what you see as an output. Long story short, so 2023 brought us the brains, and 2024 brings us the emotional intelligence to the machines. And this is because of the advancements with AI models, advancements also on the processing power, obviously, right? That we can do this in real time with, you know, high-end, processing units. But also, how do you think is the intersection of AI, machine learning, and psychology contributing to these advancements in you know, emotional recognition technologies, and what do you see on the horizon?
Yeah, it's essential to combine all this field all together. And in order to create like an emotional processing unit, if we want to talk about this component here, because each one of the psychology side and machine learning side and engineer, they have to merge their expertise for sure in order to create this stuff here. And it's fundamental. And if you think about it, for in every field that you have a very large advancement and innovation, it's not only from one specific vertical kind of expert in a topic, but it's like a mixture, a combination of different experts, maybe from different fields that have, yes, some skills in common, but also they share skills that one maybe component of the team doesn't have. So they put this common knowledge all together in order to create like the new advanced version of the platform that you're developing, or the processing unit, or the product, let's say. So it's fundamental to have a team as heterogeneous as possible in terms of skills and also in terms of cultures. Here, the cultures is very important because, you know, different emotion is decoded differently by different cultures. So in order to formulate this, you have to use as much point of view as possible, and you will get the best result.
Yeah, it needs to be, like I was saying, it needs to be cultural appropriate. And also, you know, you might have different personalities that will basically be involved, right? Like different personalities for digital humans, just like you have different personalities for humans, for the real humans, if you will. And quick spoiler, we're going to talk about this in one of the following episodes. So stay with us here with the podcast. We're going to talk a little bit more about these personality models in a following session. But for today, I think we got most of it done, and it was really, really interesting to talk with you about all the technology and the technological advancements, but also the hurdles and how we are overcoming those. And so thank you so much, Giacomo, for joining us today and sharing your insights. That was very much appreciated.
Yeah, René, it was a pleasure for me to share this insight. And so thank you so much for having me here.
Great. And thanks, everyone, for joining us for Digital Dialogues, your compact conversation on the future of technology. Watch our blog, follow our social media, and subscribe to our Reply podcast channels on your favorite podcasting platforms. We are on all of those, so make sure to subscribe to not miss the next episodes. And of course, as usual, you can go to reply.com to watch any or listen to any previous episodes, also from some other cool podcasts we did and are doing. And so make sure to check this out. Well, thanks so much. Take care and see you soon. Bye-bye.